We're going to stay in the Middle East, but get a view of life that's very different, one that's playing out in a new reality TV show. For anyone who's kept up with the Kardashians, the premise of this show will sound familiar. Three rambunctious Lebanese sisters just going about their regular lives as heavily made-up models and fashion bloggers. NPR's Alice Fordham went to see them, and to see their little dog, too.
To meet the Abdulaziz sisters is to step into a world of pretty artifice.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
The three 20-somethings usually live in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, but for the purposes of their new reality show, they reside in this mountainside apartment with picture windows.
Yeah, the view is amazing.
And a fluffball dog. Alice, Nadine and Farah Abdulaziz are slightly famous here for modelling and posting pictures of themselves on social media. They have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. Their new show, The Sisters, takes viewers behind the scenes, drawing comparisons with another famous family.
The social media has referred to us as Lebanese Kardashians, but we have different personality, different culture.
This is Nadine, the middle sister. She's a beauty queen, though all three are tall and thin with big eyes and dark hair.
We were always interested in fashion.
I put to Nadine that the things that made Kim Kardashian and her sisters famous might be unpopular in Lebanon, an Arab country that's not extremely conservative, but it's not California either.
This is why we always say that we have nothing to do with the Kardashians. Like, they have sex dates, they have their boyfriends at house. We are different. It's Lebanon after all.
But without scandal, what will the show be about? Politics?
Entertainment is better than politics.
Fair point, Nadine. In a way, the show's a product of Lebanon's contradictions. It's liberal enough here to have one of the Arab world's first reality TV shows, but too traditional for scandals. Nadine won't say what it'll be about, but she says she wants to show Lebanese women are strong.
Lebanese women are beautiful and smart and have goals and achievements, and she can do whatever she wants if she sets her mind to it.
All three women have business degrees and speak four languages. Beauty and brains is their mantra. Though beauty is definitely a preoccupation, Farah, the youngest, shows me her bedroom. There's a photograph of herself by the bed.
And all my makeup, I'm addicted to makeup, so I put all my makeup here.
After I leave, I check Nadine's Instagram. In her latest shot, she's wearing a t-shirt that says, "Tomorrow I'll be famous." Their show airs for the first time that night. It's an hour long, and it transpires it's about not much. Nadine runs out of gas and has to call her dad. Farah sees a life coach. They go to a supermarket and ride in a shopping cart. They burn a cake. Oops. And although it doesn't have anything salacious, people seem to find the superficiality insulting. One Lebanese blogger, Najib Mitri, calls it a pointless, meaningless TV show and an insult to our intelligence. I call Mitri up and he says young people in Lebanon have been trying to improve women's rights, but the show's portrayal of the sisters as incapable undermines that.
And the way that they portrayed women is in a really very negative way.
I head to a mall downtown to see what the audience thought, where I meet Sharmeen Haider, a university student with glasses and train track braces who watched the whole thing.
I thought it was like really, really stupid, and it was really obvious that they were acting everything out.
The sisters hope they represent strong Lebanese women, I say, but no one seems to be seeing them as very strong.
I hope no one actually believes that that's how we are, because most of us are not like that. And I don't think we should be represented by what we wear.
The show continues for now. The sisters still post on Instagram. In a recent pic, they're in sportswear, slouching in red lipstick. It's captioned, "I don't want feelings, I want new clothes." Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.